Sister Dorothy, don't guess she know the talent that God had given her so great. I know she understood it come from God, and her legacy and the talent that God gave her has lived on. Probably every Sunday somewhere somebody sings one of her songs that God had given her. God is still on the throne. God is still giving mercy unto mankind. And God's still blessing people the right songs, blessing people to preach His word, and blessing His children to be a light unto this dark world that we live in. I hope you can pray this morning. I don't know where to begin, and I've thought and been awful, been afraid, and Brother Greg, I just, Leo, I'm just a man. And sometime I understand and I see how weak that I am. I only know how I get along. I don't know how you get along. I know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and He don't change. But I know people changes. And I know you can grow cold. If you don't pray and be up and about your Father's business, the candle will get dim. The globe, and as the old-timers used to have to clean the globe. Sometime you can spot your garments if you don't watch in this world, and your light won't shine so bright for you. I don't believe in a man falling from grace, but I believe in a man can get cold. And if you don't obey God and keep His commandments, just as sure as I'm living today, you'll draw cold in the spirit. And I want to be hot. I don't want to be lukewarm. For He said, if you're lukewarm, He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I would. He said that you would be either cold or hot. So I don't know where the Lord's going to lead me this morning, and I do pray He does. I don't know what God has in store for man here that's under the sound of my voice, or maybe where my voice will travel on these tapes. Only thing I know that I love Jesus. And I want His will to be done. I want to exalt His name. I want to be just one of His little ones. So when the time comes and the days of life is over, I want to be like the writer of old. He said, let me die the death of the righteous. Let my last end be as theirs. For surely, brethren, as the last end of the righteous has been, they was caught up to meet the Lord. Many has come and gone from this world, brethren. And where are they today? Brethren, I can read of 144,000 stood upon Mount Zion, having their father's name written in their foreheads. And I'm going to tell you, brethren, and they cried out and said, how long, O Lord, how long wilt thou not avenge our blood upon them that dwell upon the earth? But he said white robes was given unto them, and it was said unto them, rest on for a little while until thy fellow brethren be killed as thou art killed. Listen, the day they died for the testimony that they held, many of them, brethren, was beheaded, many of them died the death listened the day in triumph and would not bow, we thank brethren down to the ages of time of the little Hebrews brethren when they was faced with this ungodly and sinful world, brethren, with kings and authority. Listen today, we're living in perilous times. You better thank God you live in the United States of America. And I wonder how much longer God's going to let her flourish, brethren. I wonder sometime, you know, the Bible says, every nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell, and this hell that he's talking about here is suffering. Listen, the day they have murdered more babies in this country through abortion, brethren, that was killed in many of the wars. Listen, the day, oh, but God has blessed his children to be an overcomer. Listen, the Hebrew children was brought forth and said, when the sound is made, you're going to bow down. I want you to put your place, put yourself in their place today, brethren. What would you do if the government, the king would come and say, you're going to bow to Baal, you're going to bow down, you're going to deny Jesus Christ? How much faith do you have today? Oh, listen, brother, and it was said unto them, if you don't bow down, we're going to cast you into a furnace that burned with fire, brother. And listen, the day Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, listen, the day, brother, the old king said, I'm going to give you one more chance. So when you hear the sound of the tambourines and the sound of the flute and the harp and you know, all types of music, when you hear them, you better bow down or I'm going to cast you into the burning fiery furnace. Listen, Brother Greg. Oh, brethren, oh, king, listen today, whether you cast us in or not, our God is able to deliver us, brethren. I want you to look this morning and I want you to see what a God we have this morning that can deliver, brethren, to the uttermost. There is nothing impossible with our God. He is the consuming fire. Listen, the day, and he rules and super rules in the kingdom of men, and there's none can stay hand. Oh, brethren, and they sounded the music, and the Hebrew children would not bow, brethren. Whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's, brethren. What does it matter? He said to fear not a man who can destroy the body, but he said, I'd say unto you, rather fear God, who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell, brethren. Listen, the day and the decree of the king came forth, pick them up, heat the furnace seven times hotter than it need be. I'm going to show them. Listen today, brethren. I don't care what the we people in authority tells me I'm not going to bow down to the idol gods. I love Jesus this morning. I want Jesus to be my head. I want Jesus to be my leader, my king, and he is the only king that I'm going to bow down and serve this morning, brethren. Oh God, give me faith. If it comes down, brethren, today, if you had to look into a fiery furnace, how much faith would you have this morning? Brethren, you don't know until you're put to the test. Listen today, brethren, but the Hebrew boys wasn't going to bow down, for they saw what their God could do. They brung their family out of the land of Egypt, brethren, and divided the Red Sea, brung them up across the Jordans, listen, river, brethren, brung them through trials and tribulations and wars, and overcome great kings and kingdoms and dominions. There was none could stay the hand of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, brethren, and they believed in that God, brethren. And when the old king cast them in, brethren, listen, he had a surprise coming. As they cast them in, brethren, I can almost see them. I'm going to see the end of these boys. I'm going to watch them burn. And it was so hot that the great men that cast them in was consumed of the fire. Listen today. Oh, but the king looked in and he said, did not we cast three into the fire? But behold, I see four, and one has the similitude of the Son of God, brethren. Bless the Lord God. He's walking with me, though the fire consume you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll be with you in the sixth trouble. I'll let no evil come upon you. In the seventh, listen, brethren, and the old king begin to speak, didn't he? And say, oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, you come out of there. Listen today. Brethren, in the Bible says, there was not a hair of their head singed. There was no smoke upon their garments. I'm going to tell you, brethren, though this world perish and burns up and goes away, and surely it will, brethren. I'm not worried about the fire, brethren. Why ain't you worried about the fire, Junior? Because I fell on that stone that Brother Greg was preaching about, and he gave me a robe of righteousness that the fire can't burn, brethren. It can't consume it. No, why? Because it come from God, and what God has to give is eternal, my brethren. Listen, there's not enough devils in hell to destroy one of God's little ones. He is God, and beside him, why, there is none other. Listen what the old king said after he saw this, brethren. Listen, he repeated it and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent an angel and delivered them. And now I want you, brethren, to go home and read on that. There's a lot in that. Listen today, brethren. God is not changed. His hand is not shortened that he cannot save. His hand is still stretched out unto a gainsaying people. Oh, come unto me, oh, ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved, for I'm God, and beside me there is none other. Brethren, there's a lot of false God set up in this world today. There's a lot of false religions. There's a lot of false prophets. The Bible said many would come in the last days and saying, here's the way. No, there's the way. But he said, go not after them, for the ways thereof are the ways of death. But Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and by me, if any man come through this door, oh, brethren, he'll be saved, and he'll not go out into unto the wickedness of the world no more. Neither will he follow after the gods of this earth. They've been wicked men. They've been great men down through time, brethren. Set themselves in authority and deceive thousands and thousands. And I thought this morning of old Simon the sorcerer, brethren, down in the land, in the city of Samaria. Brethren, he bewitched the whole city, telling them the lies, brethren, and set himself up as some great man. Oh, but friend, listen. When Philip went down there and then preached unto that city the way of the Lord, preached unto them Jesus, if you will, brethren, many of them believed upon him, brethren, and believed upon Jesus. Listening to things that Philip preached, I believe he preached the gospel unto them, brethren, and they believe. Why? For when the gospel is preached, it convicts the heart. Oh, after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and then after you believe, friend, then are you sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Listen, brethren, listen, but when Peter and John had heard that Samaria had believed old Simon himself that had bewitched the city, brethren, he believed also. And I'm going to show you something here, brethren. Every man's crying, Lord, Lord, is not going to enter in. Listen today, brethren. Oh, Peter and John come down, brethren, and said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost? No, we not received the Holy Ghost. Only we was baptized in the name of Jesus. Brethren, they still holding on and thinking of the baptism of John. Oh, but when Peter and John come down and laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost, brethren, listen today, and here old Simon, he had confessed and he had been baptized, but boy, his heart was not right. And the Bible says he come unto Peter and said, I'll give you money, I'll buy that power that you have, if you will, that whomsoever I lay my hands on, that he shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, listen, friend, what did Peter tell him, brethren? He said, I perceive thy heart and not right, and thou art in the gold of bitterness, in the bond of iniquity. Listen today, and he said, thy money shall perish with you. Listen today, and old Simon got afraid, brethren, and said, you pray for me, you pray that none of these things things which you spoke come upon me. The power of the Holy Ghost was present, brother. And whatsoever that the apostles commanded, they came out, brother, with great power and great glory. There was not enough devils to overcome one of them, brother. And I read of another time when this Apostle Paul was coming to a city, and there was a great man, a captain, if you will, brother. Listen, Sergius Paulus, brother, that they was a man with him, name of Bar Jesus. He was a deceiver also, brother. Listen, and got great gain, if you will, brother. But when Paul came by, Jesus, listen, the day the power of Jesus was present, and I thought about this as Paul turned unto him and smote him with blindness, brethren, that he was blind for a season, which was a year, brethren. Listen, the day, listen, friend, though man can stand before the name of Jesus, brethren, Paul healed the eyes of the blind at time, but here's one time that he caused a man that could see to be blind because of his wicked ways and wicked doings. Listen today, friend, if you want to go to heaven, you're going to have your eyes anointed with thyself. You're going to put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to fight and wore off all the fiery darts of the devil, brethren. Listen, but here's what I've never read, brethren. Though you got five defenses and you got one offense, listen, I've never seen no armor put on your back. No, brethren, the day we're marching onward, brethren, the enemy can get behind you. The enemy's in front of you. Fight the good fight of faith, brother. Just press on to the mark of the high calling. And what are you going to fight with? God's got you equipped this morning, brother. God has never left you without a tool to fight with. You got a breastplate of faith. You got a shield, brethren, to ward off the fiery darts of the devil. You got a helmet of righteousness, and your shoes have been shod, your feet's been shod with the preparation of the gospel. Amen. Having your loins girded about with truth. Boys, I'm telling you, you take the word of God, and here these are just defenses. He said, taking the sword of the Spirit. Oh, brethren, the day the offense, by the sword of the Spirit, the Bible said that one could put 1,000 on the flight and two could put 10,000. There's no man, there's not enough devils in hell to stand before one of God's little ones. If he's got the sword of the Spirit in his mouth, brethren, listen, where did that sword come from? John saw the Lord on the Isle of Patmos, brethren, and he had a sword, didn't he? There was a sharp two-edged sword went out of his mouth, brethren. Listen the day, friend, and when the word, when you use God's word, it's like a sharp two-edged sword. It divides asunder of the joint and the marrow, and it's a discerner of the heart. It's a discerner of the heart, and it discerns your very thoughts. Jesus said, I know their thoughts afar off. There's nothing hid from him. I don't care how much you try to hide. There's nothing hid from him. I've seen men try to hide things from men. But you can't hide from God. He'll search you out. He'll find you. But if you want to fight this battle that we're living in today, put on the whole armor of God. Study His Word. Use His Word when wicked men come up against you. Don't try to use your own thoughts, but use God's Word. And it will put the evil on the flight. They cannot stand. I've used it in practice in my life. I've seen God's Word work. You can deter evil, wicked men, just one little kind word sometime from God's Word. It will deter them from their evil, their evil ways. Sometimes their evil thoughts that they may think to do, maybe to do you harm. But here's the day, brethren, you've got to be able to to keep yourself unspotted from this world, that they can see that there's reality in serving Jesus Christ. And they can see that there's something about you, Brother Lonnie, that is different from the world. And when you speak as one that's got authority. It's not of your authority, but it's of God's authority. And that authority, when it comes from God, brethren, there's no man can stand before it. Though he tries, he'll not be able to stand, for he will be cut down in due time. There's the Bible says that there's no weapon formed that shall prosper against you. So here, no matter what wicked men may think to do, as they thought to do to the children of Israel down through time, God brung them out with a strong arm. In this world that we're living in today, the wicked is sitting back, contemplating some way to destroy you, to destroy the Christian faith off of the face of the earth. But I'm going to tell you today, there is not enough devils in hell to overcome God's kingdom, brethren. It's going to be here until He returns. And when He returns, all the wicked will be cast into the burning lake of fire. He said, when the books are open, and the books are open, brethren, they shall be judged out of the things which are written in the book. I'm going to tell you, there's a difference from they and us, brethren. They are the world. Us was already been judged. Us are the one that when He said, I saw another book, and which is the Lamb's Book of Life, and all that was written in it shall have their part in heaven, brethren. They're going to have a part in heaven over in the glory world, brethren. But if their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, He said they shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burns with fire and brimstone. He said, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. He said, in the smoke of their torment would ascend up forever and forever. I'm going to tell you today, friend, take heed as unto that light that shines in a dark place until that day dawns and the day star rises in your heart. If you'll do that, Jesus, brethren, will be your reward. He will be your rock in this worried land. He will be your defense. And there's no weapon that the wicked can form against you that will overcome you. Because He said to fear not that man, but rather fear God. So fear God today and keep His commandments, and you can be a child of the King. And if you're a child of the King, friend, the King is coming after His children. He said, I'm going to send my angels to the four corners of the earth. He said, and I'm going to gather my jewels, and I'm going to gather them in one day, brethren. And when He returns and He gathers them in, then shall the end come. Then shall the end come. How long of space of time after we leave? I'm not going to question that, brethren. A short work will the Lord do upon the earth. I don't know the days, the hours, how God thinks and how God works sometime. But I know one thing. He promised unto you that know Him. He's going to come after you the second time without sin unto salvation. Amen. And He's not coming to be spit upon. He's not coming to be hung on a cross. He's coming as the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And who shall be able to stand the day of His coming? The only one that's going to be able to stand, that's been down to the banquet house and the banner over Him, has been love, brethren. That love will overcome this world. That love of Jesus Christ will take you home. That love will make you love one another, and it'll make you even love your enemies also. Yes, so, brethren, I'm going to bring my remarks to a close.